Welcome to All Things in the Name of Love. If you like this show, please like, subscribe, and share. Thanks. Welcome to another episode of All Things in the Name of Love. Today I have with me Fran Bailey, who among other things is an author and an energy healer. And she has this, I wrote it down because I thought it was an amazing acronym, SHIVA, the Seeking Harmony in Energy, Voice, and Action. And I love that. And your book is called Reveal Your Essence. And I'm just excited about this conversation because, like, your background is also in dancing. And so I understand, like, I'm sensing this. Your work works with frequencies. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to, like, dive into, like, how your background informed what you do today.
Okay. My background is, I grew up in a very musical, my mother was a dancer and she danced and my father sang, and there was definitely, that energy there was constantly there. And mm-hmm. so there was a lot of love and humor and, you know, kind of vaudevillian kind of energy. But at the same time, we grew up as Christian Scientists. So we were metaphysically aware of mind over matter, and that we're already, this body's perfect already. And so we're going to go into the mind and heal the body, or the body will heal the mind. So I grew up that way. And I totally believed in that we have the ability to heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not a devout Christian Scientist. I've used the philosophy mm-hmm. through my whole life. So that foundation created, the foundation for the Shiva method, but also I became a dancer. And I think when you are a dancer and you train for years and you choreograph and you teach and you learn about the body, you take anatomy, you understand performance, the element of extending your energy to a field out in the audience. So you, mm-hmm. I really understand what physics is mm-hmm, scientifically mm-hmm. through mm-hmm. the body and music. So it's math and music and dance. And then it just went into, somebody said, well, Franny, you can see energy. It was one of the parents of one of my students. I went, what? So I trained with a woman out of California, Rosalyn Breer, was excellent, excellent healer, intuitive healer, and medical intuitive. Learned a lot of her techniques and then started pulling those together. And I went, oh my God, I can dance on my feet and I can dance on my hands, yeah. Move energy on the body. So this is something that I knew as a child, but I was very psychic as a child. And I could see energy, could feel it, more feel it than mm-hmm. and know it. So I thought, well, everybody has that, you know. And evidently not. But anyway, it just kept my skill kept improving. And I kept recognizing something in myself that I was born with this. And I went, wow, they found me. So I went into deep meditation, learned how to do all the chakra stuff and learned all about the centers, and then went into Enneagram, studying the personalities mm-hmm. and sort of put all those together. So it's body movement, it's meditation, it's understanding the personality, where the resistance is to finding the soul, finding your mm-hmm. purpose and getting out of the way. So basically it's a self-healing program. It's a method that is suggested, not pushed, mm-hmm. Which is really important.
Yeah.
And then I teach them about their own energy, and that's kind of how it works. And then the client or the student takes that on themselves, and then they begin the study of their own energy. So I love the fact that it's efficient. So the method's very efficient. And, the book is the emergence is the foundation for it. And then, you know, you just go from there. But anyway, that's kind of the, that's in a beautiful nutshell.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because, like, I was intuitive since I was little too, and I had the opportunity to learn how to remember it through the numbing process.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be an expert at numbing myself out. And as I tuned into the remembrance, like, because I remember things, even when I tried to shut myself down, I always had my intuition like whacking me upside the head, like, come on, wake up, wake up. Mm-hmm. And I always saw family members when they transitioned, but I thought they were anomalies, right? Yeah, I can physically see them leaving their bodies. All four of the people that I was close to that have transitioned, because I have a small family, saw them leaving their bodies. Nope, that's not a real thing. That's just my imagination. You know, because like the culture that I'm an 80s, 70s and 80s kid, like not really allowing that to come through. So I'm like, okay, I have these gifts.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with them. And I think that's like what's happening with a lot of people is they're starting to or have been remembering things that they've shoved aside because there was no relatability.
Absolutely. I do believe that. And when, you know, when I see people in person or Zoom, and when they, you know, it's word of mouth, a lot of it, but when they come, I said, look, I know you're remembering mm-hmm. and don't be afraid of it. And, yeah. You know, let's do this together, but I'm going to look at all aspects of you. And that's mind, body, heart, soul. And then we will study the body. We will study the resistance. Mm. And then we'll have a discussion of when you're ready, when there's a cue. When the word is, when I see the cue, mm-hmm. it comes in a word and it comes in energy, then I know that they are themselves. So mm. that shell sort of leaves. And then it's interesting. And I'm sure you experienced this. It's not necessarily what you say in communication. It's how you say it mm-hmm. energetically, how you are, you know, throwing that energy out there, and there, you know, something clicks. And when something clicks, that's the cue. Mm-hmm. That is the cue. And then there is this level of vulnerability, a little sadness, a little happiness, because they know I know. Yep. And then, you know, it's like, okay, let's do this. Let's right. do this. We're going to crack that. We're going to crack that nut and just mm-hmm. get this open so that yeah. you can have freedom. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most challenging aspect of the illusion is to realize that all those layers of like protection mm-hmm. are actually keeping you from expressing who you really are. Mm-hmm. And so opening up that vulnerability and layer after layer after layer, it's been many layers for me, many, many, many layers. Like,
well, yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
But the more I continue on this path, the less ability I have to pretend I'm something I'm not. Mm-hmm. And then I can have conversations that, you know, even like 2 years ago would have felt uncomfortable to me. Mm-hmm. But it feels so, I don't know, it's just like this space of allowing that, you know, I don't have a problem being shown something that I can't see.
Mm, right.
Because I want to love myself more. So how can I show up for myself in a way that allows that to come through? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to like, no, you can't tell me what you see. I don't want to hear it. because, well, that in and of itself is telling me that there's something I don't want to see. And for you to have a whole method of like opening that, because I know it's like the somatic healing of allowing you to feel what the body has trapped in it is so important.
Yeah, and I think the, you know, the studying the Enneagram is very interesting because we are either, according to this system, you're a head type, heart type, or our mind, or a body type, but we're all three. We just tend to go towards one. And what that taught me was that when someone navigates and sees life through their head, they process up here all the time. So their energy is up there. So this is looking at it energetically. I have to go through their head first. Like, this is perfect for a head type. Tell me what you think you're feeling. Rather than what are you feeling? Because there's a resistance there. Because it goes through their head first. So it gives them permission. You know, it's that permission. And then we'll find where the feeling is or where the continuous thought is. And then we'll look at the cord of where it is in the body, because it's both. So we let go of the cord attachment, and then we're in. Or they are in themselves.
No, that makes sense. I'm a former lover of living in my head. I have both academia and I'm an Aquarian. So.
That's fun.
That's really a joy. So when I was guided in 2020 to like start taking heart-based meditations and somatic healing and a heart leadership course, I mean, it was like, okay, no, you're going in full force because you like, yes, you're academically brilliant, blah, 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 whatever. You need to feel your heart, honey, because like you've numbed yourself out for way too long. And the heart is actually where you want to live from. And so allowing myself, to, and I mean, it's, this is after years and years of like digging and digging. And I still had like, okay, now that you've dug all that out, now you get to open your heart more. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'll do that. So like when I can tell the difference when I'm in my head and when I'm in my heart. And when I get in a program, because one of my beautiful programs is distraction, I'm at a point where I have awareness to know when that's kicking in. Depending on like where I am, I'm like, oh yeah, you can have distraction for like 20 minutes. Go ahead and distract yourself. That's great because that's something you need in your processing and perfect. Okay, 20 minutes is up. Now you have to feel. And my body is used to that now after lots of practice. So it knows that there's the grace of allowing the old way of being. And then there's the, okay, we're done now. We're going to be an adult and we're going to be present. And so it's a really beautiful space to be in where I'm not running away from feeling.
I mean, and the same goes for, you know, someone who lives in their heart. They're in their heart, but they have to go in deeper into the heart because they go outside themselves to get away from, you know, all those feelings. You know, they but what happens is, this is what I say to my clients, and you'll love this. I say, I want you to lay on the floor and I want you to put your fingers right here at the heart. So these are the tips of the fingers. Those are where you run energy, not the top. Right there. And then, and I said, I want you to just put your fingers right at your heart and take a deep breath as you're laying on the floor. And I want you to ask the question, what do you need to do for me today? What do I need to do for me today? And ask it three times. Take a breath. I don't care whether you're crying on the floor. I don't care. I want you to go in because the minute a heart type does that, I need to do this for that person, this for that person, this for that person. Boom, boom, boom. Especially mothers who, you know, and they run all that energy into their kids or husband or whatever, work. And when they slow down and ask that question, it is very hard to answer. Mm-hmm. So, and I said, don't move until you get a breath. Mm-hmm. Do not move until you get a breath. And I don't care if it just takes that and you get a breath and you get some sort of inner dialogue, then you're good to go.
Yeah. And that being present, it's such a gift.
Yeah.
Because we're really good at distracting and we're really good at like paying attention to everyone else except us. And the process of, I'll give an example. The last time I moved, I spent an hour doing something. Then I stopped because my body was like, hey, I'm a little hungry right now because I started really early in the morning. And so I'm stopped and I made myself breakfast and I was present with that. Then I went back out, hour later, came back in, rested. And I've never done that before. But my body was asking me to not do what I used to do, which is like get everything done and then get exhausted. Because what does that serve?
Right.
So it was a really fascinating place of like, okay, still do what I perceive I need to do. Well, it was kind of like a deadline thing, so I needed to move out, but in a space of honoring what my body needed. Like I napped a couple times because my body just wanted it. And it's like, okay, I'm not judging that. It's just what my body needs. And it was such a beautiful shift of, this is what self-care actually is for me in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I show up for it every day?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's fascinating what we do and don't do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really is. But you know, this, where we are right now energetically in the world, I had this sort of, I just did a little blurb on it. I get these sort of hits, these visions, and I'm sure mm-hmm. you do mm-hmm. in the morning. And it was really a place of gratitude, but the image and the feeling came, and I was in a room with lots of people, and all I said was, wow, look at all these beautiful individuals with their stories and their memories.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the stories that make them unique and who they are. And it's not only the person in the room, it is their experience that's in the room also.
Mm-hmm.
So that I was looking at energetically, and that room was so full. It was so incredible. But at the same time, I realized that we really have similar experiences. And when someone speaks their story, we recognize something in it, a familiarity, because, well, of course, we've kind of experienced that. So I'm sharing what I'm feeling with you without speaking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was just blown away by it. I think I've never really witnessed that before, where this uniqueness of all of us is in one room, but we're all working together. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that. And we have to, in order to move into this next phase.
Oh yeah. I feel that too, because like we each carry, I mean, we're all part of the oneness of
mm-hmm.
consciousness. And how I like to perceive it is, you know, this aspect of soul came in through this temple
mm-hmm.
with a certain set of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I could experience myself as source through this life experience. with all these gifts. And one of my greatest dreams and awarenesses is that I want to use all the gifts I have before I transition into whatever the next stage of me is, because that would be so magical. Because I know I have a lot. I mean, we all do. But to be able to experience them in this iteration of me is so magical. And we each have that. So how do we help each other shine all these different aspects of ourselves and support each other in this raising of consciousness?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just, and I think you're probably, you know, it's been your purpose. It's been my purpose. And I think that there are a lot of people that have a similar purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the energy bigger. And that's what makes it part of this unfolding, unveiling. And I don't think the drive would be there unless it was meant to be.
Right. Right.
I really don't. You know, 20 years ago, God forbid, I never knew I'd be doing what I'm doing and writing a book and doing these healings. And, you know, like, who knew? And
right.
here it is. I thought I was going to dance, and except my body couldn't handle me anymore. But anyway, that's another story. Anyway, I mean, how lucky are we? That's all right. I can say.
I thought 20 years ago I was going to be working in a museum.
In a museum. Wow.
In Maine. My intention was to work at the Maine State Museum and at Maine Public Broadcasting, because that's where I was. That didn't pan out. not even close. I mean, it was beautiful and I'm grateful for the experiences, but like, I have a completely different trajectory than what I planned. I got to experience some things that I really wanted to do. Some things that I did for other people that I thought were my idea that didn't pan out. And what I see now is that all of those experiences informed me into where I am now. There's still aspects of me, but what wants to come through and what I'm fascinated by is the thing that is showing up the most in my life in this moment is interviewing people. And it's like, what is in the consciousness where I have the opportunity to talk with people about raising the consciousness of the planet so much that I'm doing it 5 days a week, which is not something I've ever done before. So it's really fascinating to see why this particular gift I have is coming through at this time.
Right. Well, that's great. Just imagine it's just like all these canvases that you're creating, all these new pieces of work that, you know, that are part of the universe.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's beautiful because like what I'm feeling in consciousness, it's like we're here right before the flip.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to, I don't know, raise awareness, bring forth the gifts of other beings to my listeners so that they'll find a resonance with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then however that unfolds will happen with them. And I don't know, it's just this really cool space to be in where I get to meet amazing people like you. And
thanks.
Tune into your heart frequency and feel the gifts that you're giving in the world. It's just, I don't know, it's just really beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, well, it's, I think it's come, you know, I started this in 2002 and the name was channeled to me and I went, well, what does this mean? I went, oh gosh, okay. I guess I'm going to do something with this. It's taken 20 years to figure out what it meant or what it means. And, you know, it's very tangible. It's very simple. You know, with a book or learning about meditation or the body work, there's a free download on, meditation on my website, franbaileyhealer.com.
Awesome. Thank
and you could start there. But I mean, one-on-ones or group classes, or, you know, I just am open to whatever someone needs. And usually if someone comes, it's like I can get a lot of things done in 3 sessions. Mm-hmm. And after the 3rd session, it's like, okay, this is yours now. You know, mm-hmm. we've created this, or you've mm-hmm. created it. I'm just here to reflect mm-hmm, mm-hmm. what you already know.
Right, right.
And the beauty is that, you know, I move out of the way and let the guides come in, and let them, we share mm-hmm. the frequency of their guides, my guides, whatever you want to call it, or mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. moment in the day of where the soul purpose wants to go. Mm-hmm. And I stay attached to that, and let's just get that clear. So it's like a really efficient, really quick.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really quick. So it's like, you know, time is precious. Let's just get this. Mm-hmm. It's like a dance when you learn choreography. Let's get this so we can perform. And, you know, it's that kind of rhythm. It's rhythmic. Mm-hmm. And I think that is as long as I tap into your rhythm and stay with your pace, mm-hmm. and so that you can understand your own pace, and then the information will come.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
That's really beautiful, because that level of, I mean, that beautiful gift of having that innate wisdom of the the way you are able to tune into how the body moves. I don't know. I think in the spiritual journey, what happens is we all go to the spirit, and we forget that this temple is integral to it. Mm-hmm. And for me, after decades of ignoring it, I know for a fact my body, one of my favorite things to do, and I can't right now because it's like soaking wet grass, I love laying in the grass for hours on end.
Sure.
And like, I can, like, even going out today, it's like pure rain. I have a raincoat, but there's just this need to connect with the outdoors. And that's really beautiful for me, because that's my innate way of being. Mm-hmm. I've ignored it. I mean, college, loving myself for that part of me. But if I don't do it, I get in my head too much.
Yeah. Well, and it's this instrument is just phenomenal to me. I mean, I look at, you know, Leonardo's, Da Vinci's drawings, and if I'm looking at a client and I see a chord, or I'll scan them and I'll see there's an illness, maybe there's a cold or something like that, but I will see the organ that is distressed. And the organ, then I assimilate that with, like, for instance, if there's a distress I see in the kidney, it's not that the kidney is dysfunctioning, it's that energetically the source of life is disturbed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So their impact of how they perceive life is disrupted. Mm-hmm. So we mend that in order to get the flow of life going again. Then we mm-hmm. start moving through the body energetically mm-hmm. to get all the meridians connected and the chakras connected, so that there is a purpose and a reason to live.
Mm-hmm. I love that you mentioned meridians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely, because all my body work is about acupressure points and teaching people how to run energy on their own bodies and checking in. And, you know, I'm doing these videos on YouTube about all the body work, and they're simple 11-minute things, but it's just so simple.
So simple and so needed, because we've forgotten how to connect.
It's interesting. You know, during COVID, I was working with someone, and of course he didn't come see me, or we disconnected. And I was here in I have a studio. I'm in my studio here. And, cause I used to teach dance in here. And so I would come into the studio and, basically shut the door and say, okay, show me how to really define this body work so that people can learn about their own energy. And I don't want it too long. I want it, you know, very, very simple. But as a dancer, I want to be able to give them stretches. I want to, so they can breathe, so they understand the body flow, so where the meridians are, without, you know, studying, but actually feeling. So that what happens is that they are having an inner dialogue with their body intelligence. And then it slows them down so that then they can address what needs to be addressed, whether it's body, mind, or heart, or soul.
I love that.
Yeah. It's very, it's, I would say it's physics, but it's, I keep going back to that, you know, Leonardo's drawing, and it's just like you get inside and you make a connection with it.
No, I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just beautiful, because like when, I mean, I haven't been trained in meridians, but I know as part of the body talk system, it comes through me, which is awesome. And something about the way traditional Chinese medicine looks at the body, it makes so much more sense than any Western medicine. And I remember, I mean, I didn't have exposure in Connecticut as a kid, but like coming out West, it was like, why would I, like, this has been around 4,000 years.
Right.
Kind of innately trusted a little bit more, because it's, I mean, yes, we have quantum physics, but like, there's something really just solid about ancient practices.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I went on a trip to Vietnam, and we were in, I don't know, we were in one of those temples, and on the wall, it's very interesting. On the wall were the huge cement wall, were these drawings. And the drawings were two different ones of all the meridian lines, and they're all square, you know, in the body.
Wow.
So I based the work on that. But I'd already seen it before I went. And I went, right. Oh, great. All righty. Guess I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of ancient, I guess it's a quality, and there's a quality to it, because it's old. It's just old. And it's something you're familiar with, and you don't know how, you don't know why, but it's there. And it's like, okay, well, you're just going to touch this, and then you're going to breathe, and you're going to go in a little deeper.
And,
you know, this body work can be done before a workout, before a performance. That's why I did it. You know, is to get rid of the anxiety, to come in and just balance very gently. It's not yoga. It's not, you know, needles. It's just this do it yourself kind of
hello. Yeah. And I really appreciate that, because there's a lot of modalities where it's based on a, I'm not filtering, but I'm choosing words, where it's like a regular maintenance thing outside of self. And the reason why I love working with animals is like, I just tune in and it happens. And then they're better.
That's awesome.
I don't have repeat clients because I don't really want that model. And I'm feeling that with you is like, you have 3 one-on-one sessions and here's the tools you have. Heal thyself. And I just love that because it's such an empowering state to be in, to love yourself enough to want to go through that path.
Absolutely. And then also it's important that they don't get attached to me and me to them, because it's tricky. And I've been down that road and it's just not worth it. That's why I did it so efficiently, because it's like, okay, you want this? Let's do this. I'm going to hold your hand, but I'm not going to carry you. I'm going to love you, because the bottom line is love.
Right.
And the frequency of love is in every inch of this. So that if you learn that, then you can hold a mirror to yourself. Nothing better than that.
Oh, yeah. But to tap into that.
Yeah.
I think we've been conditioned to be so scared of that divine love that is within us. I remember not too long ago, my mom has dementia and she's living in a really amazing facility. And I'm very, very, very grateful that the woman who runs it loves people with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So like the whole staff is reflecting that, which is amazing. So I saw mom a few months ago, and for some reason I was a channel for her. And I opened up to connect with her heart, which is very deeply hidden, and she felt it. And I was able to bring through me unconditional love as I'm speaking to her. And I saw her heart opening up. And it was so magical to just witness it. I was like, because then she went back down and like she was fully conscious during this, whatever happened in between us. And then she went back into dementia. So it was like this window I was given to bring this frequency in for her. And I don't know, it was just pretty magical.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say something. Can I say something?
Of course you may.
Okay. So remember, or just that will stay with her. I can't tell you more than that, because that's what I see.
Yeah.
So you gave her a beautiful gift that is just, it's just, you can't, it's infinite. So good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Well, she forgot who she was.
Yeah.
And it was like, because I don't know. I mean, she's in and out of consciousness regularly. I've never experienced dementia like this before. So it's just really fascinating to see what it really is on a deeper level. I mean, not that I know what it is really, but like, just experiencing it on a deeper level, and to be able to hold space for her in that way and to share it, it was like some sort of healing happened for her soul. One of the things I was able to share with her is that she thought she was a black sheep. I said, no, you were a rainbow sheep. And she was like, what? And I explained what a rainbow sheep was. It's just like somebody who got all the rejection was protection, and she was rejected by her family. I'm like, no, mom, you were protected from them because you were carrying a different energy. And I said, and dad was a rainbow sheep too, because he was a sweet soul, didn't know how to be an emotional male in the 1950s and 60s.
Right.
And but both rainbow sheep. So I'm the child of rainbow sheep. So I'm a double rainbow sheep. And she was like, oh, I never thought that before. I'm like, well,
Oh,
I mean, it
thank
was just so
you.
beautiful because all of a sudden, like her whole life, I could see the shift in her awareness. I mean, it was just beautiful. It was probably like 20 minutes of her like getting these awarenesses of who she really is. And so whenever she transitions, she's going to have that for her. My perception is she's going to have some sort of life review, and that's going to come in with it, which I love.
Absolutely. What a great image.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Because we're all rainbow sheep.
Yeah. Just jumping along. Oh boy, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. How lucky are we?
We really are. And
Yeah.
to be able to have these deeper awarenesses come through, it's just, I don't know, it's like the small self of me. I remember when I shut myself down intentionally because I was just so overwhelmed as a 10-year-old. And like it was a self 10-year-old logic. I thought I was protecting myself by shutting myself down. Fortunately, my team ignored me.
You're what?
My non-physical team, my higher
Oh,
self,
right.
they ignored me completely. But I was like, I need to shut down because like I don't have any, I couldn't even get my minister to tell me how to pray. I'm like, how do you pray? And he's like, ah, you just pray. I'm like, that's not helpful. I need a little support here, just like something. I'm 10. I need to understand. And so the fact that the source self of me was so intent on me being the fullest expression of who I could possibly be in this lifetime that I wasn't able to forget that.
Well, that's probably where it all began, right?
Yeah.
I know.
I can tell you do.
Yeah, I do know. Yeah, I do know. It's funny how that happens.
Yeah.
I remember. I would see things, and I would say, "Well, don't you see that?"
I would get in trouble for that
Me
all the
too.
time. Almost got fired from jobs for
Mm-hmm.
that.
Yep. Oh well.
Not trying to be a troublemaker.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's so
Yeah.
interesting how it we're able to unfold to it now without any getting anybody in trouble or,
Yeah.
this we were here to share that and to allow others to be okay with it. And I really think that part of the struggle is that it's coming in so fast. And for those it's suddenly hitting them really hard. And that's why this work, your work, my work, whatever, is so vital, because they don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't know what's happening. They don't understand, you know, their life is being rattled and they don't know why. And if you can just remind them that you're in the place you're supposed to be, and not to be too concerned, and let it happen.
Yeah.
And move out of the way, because you have to trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust the process, then you will definitely be a lot freer.
Mm-hmm.
Life will still have its moments, but it's how you ride it.
Right.
And you're getting to understand how to navigate it.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, be present to self.
Right. And that is probably the biggest lesson we can have is, you know, save ourselves first.
Yeah.
And it's not meaning that you don't care for others, but like, really, like, what am I feeling in this moment? What do I need in this moment? And that might not be what somebody else wants from me. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. There, I work with men and women, or women and men, and mostly women. But some of these guys are really starting to wake up, and it's like surprising. But there's a lot of emotion, because they've been holding on to so much for so long. And I just said, look, you know, I'm giving you the space. Just give yourself the space. And another thing is really important, that the journey is private. And, you know, just because you may be on this journey doesn't mean that the other person you're living with is on the same journey.
Right.
And that this is personal. So that's really important. And the other important thing, and I, people kind of flip about this, and I say, you're allowed to be here. Because a lot of people don't think, they don't understand why you're allowed to be here.
Yeah.
And that just, you know?
Yeah. I'm feeling so much compassion about that.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How there are so many that don't think they are.
Right. Right. It's always one of the intentions I place anytime I go out, is to make sure I have my toroidal field of unconditional love activated. And if I see somebody, if I can make eye contact with someone, I'll smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to make eye contact with people.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to not doing it. It's like looking down.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's like, no. Hi. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
I just want to smile at you and wish you a beautiful day. And I remember one of my former partners, I love looking at the stars. And I'd always look up and like clouds, whatever, like I love seeing up. And I caught him one day, or he caught me. He's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, I'm just admiring the stars. He's like, why are you looking up? I'm like, why wouldn't I look up? It's beautiful. But he conditioned himself out of that pattern of looking up. And it's like, but there's so much. I mean, especially I lived in Shasta for 3 years. Oh my God, there's so much to look up in Shasta.
Yeah.
And why not? Like, there's no harm in making eye contact with someone. There's no harm in gifting them a remembrance of their humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually kind of fun to do.
Yeah. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
well. Oh, my darling, I am so grateful.
Me too. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be asking one more question, even though I know you mentioned it before. How do people find you?
My website is franbaileyhealer.com, and you can, on the homepage, you can go to the bottom and download a free meditation if you'd like, and then set up a meeting with me, or, you know, just email me if you have an issue. But usually, you know, I do one-on-one, I do classes, I do free meditations, you know, probably four times a year. Four or
Awesome.
Five times a year.
Awesome.
On Sundays usually. So, and if you sign up, just sign up for the newsletter and then you'll get all that information. But awesome. I write blogs and I do blogs every month. So that's on there. That's helpful to kind of figure out where we are and some words of encouragement.
Much appreciated.
Yeah. So YouTube channel, I don't even know my name. I mean, I think it's Fran Bailey 3-2 something. I don't know.
3-2-8-5 or I don't. Isn't that terrible?
That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, they'll find me. They'll recognize my face or something. But there are lots of YouTubes and,
perfect,
you know, lessons on body stuff and
awesome.
Some jewels, some gems.
So. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You take care of yourself.
I will. You too.
All right. Can you help me redefine truth and preservation of our soul shine? I can feel it, yours and mine. Close your eyes and witness it inside. In your bones, you will know. Trust and let go. And let it flow.